If you told me a couple of years ago how obsessed with Charlie XCX that I would be in 2022, I wouldn't have believed you. She really delved into and sort of became a real pioneer of hyperpop, along with sort of A.G. Kirk, Sophie, 100 Gecs, of course. And her new album, Crash, is completely not that. It's way more delved back into the pop-centric side of things, which I wouldn't usually say has my name written all over it, but my God, this album is so special. The next track, Lightning, is exactly what I think pop music is supposed to be. It's got that build. The chorus is painfully infectious. I love it. It's going to stay in your head for weeks. Be singing this. It's called Lightning. I'm so obsessed. Jump into it. It's just brilliant indie rock. And always that break into the chorus where they scream, "She's so soft like..." Yeah, I'm not going to bore you with that, but it was probably the most musically gifted crowd I've ever been in. But I was, of course, stood next to the one guy that couldn't sing. He couldn't hit a note. He knew all the words. Great, credit to him. But it was a bit of an earworm. It was in my ear. Exciting news. You know how much I love Thomas Headen. I met him a little while back at a Rex Orange County gig. And tomorrow, I'm interviewing him about said EP. He's got this really young audience. He's blossomed through TikTok, and it's brilliant. Smiles all round with bleach from Isaac Dunbar. I mean, he knows how to make a good pop song, and that right there is the finest piece of work he has ever put out, and I think very, very hard to top it. The album For Emma Forever Ago, despite him being cripplingly depressed when he wrote that, has some of the most beautiful songwriting in lyricism, in folky guitar. I just love it. 22 Million still sits at my top spot, but For Emma Forever Ago is powerful. If you've never heard that, you've definitely heard Skinny Love. Go and check it out, please. That was Jim from Koala, you heard me chatting to about his less than acceptable meal deal. Genuinely, I've asked probably 100 people what the meal deals are, and I think that's the worst I've ever heard. Paying more not to get the crisps. Although the person that I asked the meal deal of today equally is rubbish, but I'll talk about that later. It was fantastic, and I can see him becoming a really defining voice in alternative pop massively, so keep your finger on that. Matt Taylor. It's a brand new track from him called April 13th, which is in fact today's date, which is even more exciting, so I have a feeling that I may be the first radio in the world, potentially, to play it after its release, so that's absolutely huge. Reckless Driving, Lizzie McAlpine and Ben Kessler on Songs You'll Wish You Knew Sooner. Beautiful song. Those vocals, that massive crescendo at the end, it's proof of why that song is one of my favourites of the year so far. Her album comes out in April, and I am overwhelmed with excitement for it, because her previous project, Give Me a Minute, it's flawless in songwriting and production, but the new era of Lizzie McAlpine is gonna blow the world away.